Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chase White Circle shoots and scores! A shorthanded goal for Jonathan Tate.
Kubelik in front, he shoots and scores!
Dominic Kubelik
side on the leaf line, right circle,
shoots and scores!
Kane, he set it up for Carpenter to slice, and he scores! Patrick Kane has 1,000 NHL points!
It's time for another episode of Blackhawks Crazy,
presented by FanList.
Is this the game that gets Alex DeBrincat back on track?
Here's Kane, top left circle, shoot, he scores! In front of the net, I believe DeBrincat tapped it, and the Hawks have finally solved Pecorine in this hockey game.
Chris Bowden and Joe Brand break down the latest storylines surrounding your favorite Chicago hockey team.
The power play goal, he's standing in front of the net, but the breakaway in overtime, that's one where you're going, wow.
Picked off by Keith. To the break and a breakaway in overtime for the win on the Predator line. Shoots and scores! The Cat! It's an overtime game-winning goal!
That's hockey, baby!
Here's Chris Bowden and Joe Brand.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a fresh edition of a Blackhawks Crazy podcast presented by FanList. I'm Chris Bowden, your pre- and post-game host on WGN Radio for Blackhawks Broadcast, joined by Blackhawks reporter and weekend morning sports host, Joe Brand. We told you guys we would get back to you with a fresh podcast when there was some semblance of news, and indeed there was on Monday here, the final Monday of the month of April, as we continue to await and find out whether there will be hockey, but there was one gigantic move on Monday, and that was, of course, Rocky Wirtz announcing that he has released team president John McDonough from his role as president and CEO of the Blackhawks. Before we dive into this and just look back on John's time here, not so much speculate, but also respect what he accomplished during the course of his years here, almost 13 years with the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll dive a little bit more into that here over the course of the next few minutes. But first of all, Joe has a bit of business, our usual bit of business to take care of.
Blackhawks Crazy Podcast is sponsored by FanList. FanList is the best platform for season ticket holders to sell their tickets. Are you a Blackhawks season ticket holder who sells multiple games? Get over to FanList.com/BlackhawksCrazy, spelled FANLYST.com. FanList partners with multiple ticket marketplaces and lists tickets for sales across all marketplaces all at once. Sites like StubHub, Vivid Seats, SeatGeek, GameTime, and many more. And they do all the work. Multiple marketplaces will increase your ticket exposure, causing tickets to sell faster and for higher prices. Plus, FanList is free to use. Registration and listing tickets are free. When tickets sell, FanList charges the industry standard 15% of that final sale price. It's the same rate all those major marketplaces charge, and there's no hidden costs or added fees to use FanList. It's the best way for you as a season ticket holder to sell your tickets. Go to FanList.com/BlackhawksCrazy. Crazy. Receive a $20 bonus on your first sale. That's FANLYST.com/BlackhawksCrazy. Boy, it feels good to do that.
That has been a while since you've done that. It was smooth as silk as Joe comes in here with the beard. I just shaved again intermittently a couple days ago, so I'm not quite as scruffy, but it's looking good. We hope all of you are doing well through again these unusual times. I think that's the catchphrase we're all using here, both in TV commercials and everything. But most importantly, we hope everyone is staying healthy out there, doing the right things in order to get things going once again as we await the return to hockey. But let me just first take you through the statement that was released by the Blackhawks on Monday afternoon, late Monday afternoon. Rocky quoted as saying, 13 years ago, I recruited John to the Blackhawks because of his leadership, direction, and vision. John brought all of that to the table and more. His contributions went well beyond leading the team to 3 Stanley Cup championships. He rebuilt the front office and helped guide the organization toward a winning vision. As difficult as this is, we believe it was the right decision for the future of the organization and its fans. And again, McDonough, the president first and then CEO, was added to his title back in 2011, overseeing the fact that the Blackhawks had won those 3 championships in 6 years between 2010 and 2015. We here at WGN Radio just got done playing most of the rebroadcast from that 2010 playoff run. And Wirtz in the press release citing the COVID-19 crisis and the league suspension as an opportunity to reassess the team's future to set a renewed positive direction for the organization. Rocky quoted again, "While we can reassure our fans there will be hockey again, no one knows what that will look like. What we do know is that it will take a new mindset to successfully transition the organization to win both on and off the ice." And then the announcement was made on an interim basis that Rocky's son, Daniel, 43 years old, who is currently vice president of the Blackhawks and the alternate governor to the NHL for the franchise, will serve as the team president on an interim basis. Danny's been an active advisor with the Blackhawks for the past decade, serves as the Blackhawks Foundation's vice chairman, and is representative for the team at the United Center joint venture. One quote from Danny, which I think is very important to throw in here as well. Danny saying, quote, "I cannot adequately express my family's appreciation to John for his contributions to the turnaround of the Chicago Blackhawks organization. I take this interim role with the utmost responsibility to the team and will focus on resetting the framework for the next generation of the Chicago Blackhawks. I look forward to working with Rocky to identify our next leader." There are some who are speculating, surmising that that man could eventually be Danny as well. He has been around the organization for a while. He's involved in his father's other ventures, both with Breakthrough Beverage and Realty and whatnot. Has also been a part of starting up Banner Communications, which is responsible for a lot of the content that you see on Blackhawks.com and in the United Center during the course of games, before games, during games, and after games as well. So, Joe, I think everyone here was surprised by what went down on Monday afternoon. Your initial reaction when you saw the press release come out?
Stunned. I had my phone on airplane mode for about 30 minutes and went to the email and saw that. You know what it reminded me a lot of was when it was announced that John McDonough was leaving the Cubs to go to the Blackhawks, a very surprising move. You didn't really expect it. I think I was more surprised by John McDonough going from the Cubs to the Blackhawks than this, but you understand it a little bit more of what happened today. Obviously, it goes against what Rocky Wirtz made public about a month ago or so, saying that, you know, guys like John McDonough, Stan Bowman, and Jeremy Colleton were safe moving forward with the Blackhawks organization. Before people get their pitchforks and torches and here comes the full-on rebuild and revamping of the organization, I think it's fair and deserved what the Wirtzes said about McDonough and Danny giving the utmost respect for him because he did a lot of great things when being here. We were talking about it before, and it's already been talked about, you know, as soon as this has all gone down, that, okay, putting the Blackhawks back on TV is a pretty simple move. But the fact is he still did it. He still got that done. He got the Blackhawks on WGN television. That helps out people that didn't have Comcast Sportsnet, whether in Illinois or around the nation. He brings the Blackhawks convention into the picture, something he did with the Cubs that was huge for fans. The Winter Classic and any outdoor game moving forward. I mean, John McDonough was a huge piece of getting the Winter Classic at Wrigley Field in 2009. Another thing, I'm like 90% sure it was him, but I think is huge. He changed Sunday night home games to 6:00 at night so that students or, you know, young kids weren't up all night watching the game and that they could. You know, he kind of reincorporated the Blackhawks into becoming a family event. I think he did the saluting the fans event where, you know, how all the players stick their sticks up and the horn goes and they salute the fans. I mean, he just did so many things, so many little marketing pieces. And I know Jay Blunk's a huge piece of that, too. But with this whole resurgence of the Blackhawks, and it starts with William Wirtz passing away, the next move is John McDonough coming to the Chicago Blackhawks. He's a huge reason why they won 3 Stanley Cups. Of course, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane are much bigger reasons, and they obviously need to be part of the conversation too. But he was the very next step in terms of this organization totally changing its identity.
Brilliant move by Rocky to get John McDonough and hire him. Jay Blunk would soon follow, I believe, about 3 months later after John was hired, because they had worked together and done such a great job marketing and developing appeal to a Cubs franchise that, even though they hadn't won World Series, it was still the turnstiles kept on going over at Wrigley Field, and Rocky and John were brilliantly in lockstep with each other to get from, okay, you're together in October of 2007 for the first time when the hiring is announced, and then less than 3 years later, from a calendar standpoint, you're Stanley Cup champions. And the entire culture of that franchise changed. They pushed all the feel-good buttons. You mentioned a bunch of them, getting the ambassadors back on board. That was a brilliant move. And I don't think the job that John has done should ever be underestimated. Yes, everyone wants to make their own arguments as the biggest reasons why the Blackhawks won three Stanley Cups in 6 years and now are on 531 consecutive sellouts. Just being able to continue that appeal, as tough as it is, based on what's happened the last 3 years, or based on what's happened since they won their last Stanley Cup, not even winning a single playoff series, but it remains a very popular ticket, a very popular event. Every game seems like an event. And I think what John and his staff and just changing the culture, hiring people. It was a skeleton staff when Rocky and John took over. And, you know, there's well over 100 employees right now. So they've gotten this thing to the very highest level that a lot of other NHL franchises wanted to get to and have gotten to. But I don't think anybody's exceeded the Blackhawks in terms of how they have gone about it, how they present themselves, and the way they do things. And to be quite honest, people can speculate, all right, well, what happened? Why did this happen so suddenly? Whether, you know, Rocky is telling us through the statement that, you know, it was a chance to reassess as the COVID-19 crisis continues to put the sport on hold. Perhaps what Rocky said a month or month plus ago to The Athletic was his vision at the time. And now, as they've tried to get a jump on the off season, not knowing whether the season will resume, maybe there has been some deeper thought into, okay, what do we have to do to turn the direction of this franchise around? And he has started, at least right now, at the very top with the person on the rung right below him. But again, it should never be underestimated what John has accomplished with this organization.
Just to kind of wrap that up, I don't know if it's with this whole Last Dance documentary being out now, everyone is always looking to what was the demise of, let's say, a dynasty or a great thing going on in sports. And, you know, villain number one right now in Chicago sports fans' minds is Jerry Krause. And when the Joel Quenneville firing happened, it was Sam Bowman. But you also have to look at what created these things. And clearly John McDonough is a big part of it. Like you said, moving forward, you got to feel like everything is on the table. You don't know what's going to happen, but you would have to feel like everything is on the table. Rocky Wirtz was public about nothing changing moving forward, and something very big changed. So when you move the guy up top, clearly the next thing expected is the guy below him. We don't know if that's going to be the case, but odds are everything is on the table right now, and you just kind of look forward, look at your pieces, look at what you have, and we pulled some of the audio. When Joel Quenneville was fired, John McDonough was right up there at the podium, along with Rocky Wirtz, but along with Sam Bowman, and along with Jeremy Colleton, and he made it pretty much known it was a team-wide choice, a team-wide decision, an organizational-wide move, and a big one at that. But he basically said, I support this decision, and I support Stan Bowman. So maybe that's why you see him being moved before you're seeing Stan Bowman and before you're seeing Jeremy Colleton, because John McDonough was the first person to talk at that press conference. So you're seeing Rocky Wirtz holding somebody accountable, because I know technically as we speak right now the season is on hold, but if the season were to end today, the Blackhawks are not in the playoffs. That's two straight years not in the playoffs. That's three straight years without a playoff win. That's four straight years without a playoff series victory. That's why you make the move that Rocky Wirtz did, apparently.
You referenced the quote from the press conference when Jeremy Colleton was brought aboard and Joel Quenneville was dismissed. Let's head back to that day a couple of Novembers ago and hear John himself in his own words. What you were explaining there, how he explained the decision on it not being both Stan and Joel to go, but deciding to side with Stan and give Jeremy that opportunity.
John, as tough a decision as it was to let Joel go, did you guys have to weigh whether it was going to be a coach and a GM thing, or was it, you know what I mean? Did you have to consider both?
No, I did not consider both, John. I believe in this roster. I believe in Stan. Stan is meticulous. He's very thorough. And when you break down free agents, when you break down trades, some work, some don't. You'd like most to go your way, and over time they may. But his body of work is excellent. I want him to succeed. I want our roster to succeed. This is the first head coach that Stan Bowman has hired. And I'm excited about that. Stan has been very high on Jeremy for a long time, and I'm anxious to see how this is going to play out.
That's John McDonough from that day in early November, a couple of Novembers ago, when the decision was made to move on from Joel Quenneville with the team at 500. And, you know, that has been an area of heavy focus among, you know, the fan base and critics and whatnot, removing a Hall of Fame coach. But it was a decision that was made from the very top by John to go ahead with that joint decision with Stan to dismiss Joel Quenneville. And you said it, Joe. Now, I believe everything is on the table, especially if you bring in someone from the outside. There is a possibility, of course, that someone could be promoted from within. But if you bring someone in from the absolute outside, then yes, everything is on the table from the vice president and general manager down to the pre- and post-game host on radio. I mean, everything will be on the table. And everyone recognizes that. But with what John has established already and the type of culture he has built within that building, within those offices, that can never be taken away. But now, Rocky coming to the conclusion, whether it was just something that has dawned on him over the course of the past 4 or 5 weeks since making that statement to The Athletic, or you know, whether he knew at the time that was the right thing to say. But as we go along further and perhaps reach an off-season, whether this is the off-season or not, that everything was going to be reassessed, and he didn't want to say it at the time. Now the move was made, and everything will be on the table here.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, too, with you know, the culture that John McDonough created. Championships don't die. The banners hang up there forever. I mean, heck, look at the Cubs. They still put 1908 anytime, you know, it's a world championship or anything like that. Even though that's so far back, there are how many teams in the majors at that time. But I think when you develop a culture in an organization, and obviously winning comes with it, and winning helps make it seem like the right decision, but the things that the Blackhawks do as an organization, as a marketing team, I think they're going to continue doing the things that they do for a while because John McDonough has shown that it works so well. I mean, we've seen players not take interviews until they have a hat on. They create the uniformity. They create the professional standpoint of the players. But the other thing I think is huge, and this is another note to McDonough, is giving the players everything that they need, giving them the resources, giving them their support, and in turn, then the players return that on the ice, and they give them their full-on effort. And you just saw such a good marriage with this team, with this young core 10 years ago, and even a little bit earlier than that, moving forward, because, I mean, players love to play here. How many guys have we seen come back with Patrick Sharp and Brian Campbell, just because they loved experiencing being a Chicago Blackhawk? And again, that's a huge note to John McDonough.
Yeah, and let me say, both from working with this group for so long, both on the TV side and now having the opportunity to be a part of radio, everyone has been great to work for, great to work with. And John liked things done a certain way, and I was removed from that. He has always liked things dating back to his Cubs days. You know, he has a vision, and it's worked. But he does want his people to do things a certain way, and he's very diligent in making sure that people are able to do that, and that is one of the ingredients to why he was so successful. And but the bottom line for him and everyone else in that organization is what he told me. We're going to play a little snippet from an interview I had with him right before the team left for Prague in late September. We ended up playing this interview on the first postgame show of the year following that game in Prague against the Philadelphia Flyers. And the bottom line remains making the postseason, winning Stanley Cups. And you could sense he felt a little bit better about the level of urgency and the team that they had going into this season during the course of this interview. But again, that's the bar that the organization set. It's fallen short, and it ended up falling short at least to this point once again for a third consecutive year. And you can hear that in John's voice here and in his words about a level of urgency that he feels was necessary. But in the end, as we stand here wondering whether a season will resume, whether it's over, whether there'll be an expanded playoff, whether there's nothing at all about getting back to the postseason at the very least, and in the end, in retrospect, it falls short. Here's John from right before the regular season.
What we need right now in our organization, we need to see progress. We need to see consistent steps forward. Making the playoffs is important. It's very critical. Expectations are high here. Our fans are accustomed to seeing, you know, parades every 3 or 4 years, and that's unrealistic. Let's be honest. If the world was fair, you'd see a parade probably 3 times a century, but it's not fair. But it's a new decade now. It's a new decade. So whatever happened in the past, we have to wipe that slate clean, and it's time for a new opportunity.
Again, that's John when I had a chance to sit down with him right before the team departed for overseas to begin this past regular season, where they sat when play was suspended on March 11th. Play was suspended on March 12th, their final game March 11th, 32-30-8, 72 total points at that point, and on the outside looking into the playoffs. And if you even ask John today, after this all goes down, he himself would say it hasn't been good enough. Now, everyone out there can point to the reasons why it's not good enough or who's most responsible for it not being good enough. But those who were wondering about, okay, if we've set this standard of excellence, no, it isn't realistic to win a Stanley Cup every year. But how close do you come? How competitive are you? And falling short here a third consecutive season, John would be the first to admit that it's not good enough, and he would hold himself personally accountable for what he is responsible for. And as the guy at the top, you know, he would probably say, no matter his level of disappointment or disagreement on however things went down in the two parties, or John being separated now from the Blackhawks, he holds himself to as high a standard as and would himself admit that it hasn't been good enough here.
I don't love that argument that he had, but believe me, I'm in the market of celebrating everything that John McDonough did for the Blackhawks rather than dancing on the grave of his job. But to say it's not realistic to expect what the Blackhawks did in a 6-year span, it's like, yeah, of course not. But fans don't want to hear that. Fans don't want to hear excuses.
They got spoiled.
Like right, no, exactly. And that's 100% true. But, I mean, heck, if the puck bounces a different way and the Hawks score in 2014 against the Kings in the Western Conference Final, you're talking about possibly a three-peat, probably a three-peat, and 4 Stanley Cups in 6 years instead of 3. So, I mean, that's the way sports fans look at it. They look at, what could have we done to even be better, rather than...
That rear view mirror is awfully convenient. It's right there, right?
It really is. Well, heck, again, looking at the whole Last Dance situation. What if the Bulls end up beating the Pistons in 1990? But again, it's all hindsight. But I just do think Hawks fans need to realize that maybe this is what you have been calling for management change and front office change. But what John McDonough did for this organization is benefited the team, obviously, in the run of 2010 through 2015, and it's going to benefit them moving forward, even with him gone.
And I wouldn't expect to hear from Rocky again until a hire is made, and he will probably go into, I'm sure he will go into deeper explanation as to what transpired from his statement back in March to The Athletic about things standing pat. But if the season should resume, he's decided to get a jump on it from a president's standpoint. And if it should happen to resume at some point later on this summer, things finish out or not, or the season is called, he is at least in the process of taking this first step of renovating things in the off season. And then when it's in a president's hand, but if they do resume, he still has Stan and Jeremy in place. So from that aspect, the boat isn't rocked. If the season does resume, all that stuff will remain in place. But however he's shopping for a new president, and I would have to think it's going to be a very appealing job for a lot of people out there who realistically is out there, who can be made available or is available to step into the job. I'm not sure. I haven't gone through the list yet. I'm sure that's people are going to make their own columns write on their own websites as to possibility, spitballing some names that could potentially be out there. But for the here and now, this is a shocking but huge first step in kind of rattling the cage here on a Blackhawks organization that has done amazingly well, thank you, but Rocky, with this move, living up to what has been the mantra of not making the playoffs and not being good enough.
Well, heck, the past couple of podcasts that we've done talking about Stan Bowman's future and Jeremy Colliton's future, we've brought up, okay, fans, if you want that move, who are you hiring? Mm-hmm. I've even got a more difficult decision of who you're hiring before, you know, to replace John McDonough. I will be a little candid, the one thing that arose to me and I questioned is, I wonder if Rocky Wirtz was not a fan of the Joel Quenneville firing. If this was a situation, let's say John McDonough comes to him and he says, Stan Bowman wants to let go of Joel, I support his decision, this is what we're going to do. And if Rocky basically said, okay, but if this goes sour, you are going to be responsible for it. And if that were the case, maybe that's what happened in this point in time. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. Because, again, when you go back to that Joel Quenneville firing press conference, or however you want to call it, the Jeremy Colliton hiring press conference, John McDonough is the first one to speak. And he made it sound very clear that this was a team front office decision, not just Stan Bowman saying, I'm making a move because of this. That's one thing I wonder.
But Rocky gave John that carte blanche, because that was his job, and Rocky, for all intents and purposes, was going to stay out. Once you hire a guy like John McDonough, you put everything in his hands, and then John should be, you know, probably doing the same thing with his general manager, but then he has the call on the general manager's fate, whereas the general manager has a closer call on the head coach's fate, but it all becomes one big discussion. And once Rocky hired John, That's the reason he hired him, to take care of all that stuff and trust him and put him in that director's chair, if you will. So we did want to freshen things up, since we did have big news on this Monday, April 27th. Again, Rocky Wirtz, the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks, announcing he has released John McDonough from his duties as president and CEO of the Blackhawks after nearly 13 years and one final stick tap to all John did accomplish during that time here. And I am sure we will see John be somewhere again, whether it's here in town. It'll be interesting to see what his next particular move is going to be, whatever and wherever it is. I'm sure success is going to follow. You can say the same thing as you did when Joel Quenneville stepped away, and I think we can say, or left this organization, I think we can safely say wherever John heads next, unless he decides, all right, I'm in my upper 60s, I'm about ready to sit back, relax, and enjoy life. I'm not sure if that's in John or not. If it is, God bless him, but whatever the next move is, I'm sure a company will be very happy and fortunate to have him.
Watch him take over the White Sox now. That's all I'll say.
There's a couple teams out there around there.
A couple Chicago teams.
Yes, a couple teams out there that he hasn't been a part of. The Sting and the Cubs.
Right. Revive the Sting.
And now the Blackhawks. All the best to John, who's been very good to all of us here at WGN, and everyone who's worked around him as well. We want to thank you for listening to this emergency edition of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, presented by FanList. Thanks to FanList as well. And when we have some more news, there will be another podcast. We will tweet it out and let you know about it. I'm at Bowden Tweets. Joe is at Joe_Brand, the number one, Joe_Brand1. It'll also be on WGNRadio.com. And I'm sure our producer, Curtis Koch, will also be tweeting it out as well. Thanks to Curtis for coming in an emergency on a Monday night here. Again, thanks for listening. Everybody, please stay safe, stay well. Hopefully we'll see some hockey again. You'll have a next Blackhawks Crazy podcast again. We're not sure when, but when the news allows, we'll be here for you. Thanks for listening.
How about that?
They've won it.
The Hawks win the Stanley Cup.
Thanks for listening to the Blackhawks Crazy podcast. Tell a friend, subscribe, and join the conversation. And follow the guys on Twitter, @BowdenTweets and @Joe_Brand1.
That was great.